Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The FBI's coups, Lee, at least for now, have officially come to an end. Russiagate has officially come to an end. This is a huge moment in U.S. history. Let's stop just for a moment in the fog of war and realize that, to see an FBI director indicted in a court of law. So that means a grand jury looked at this and said, there is enough to charge the head of the FBI, the top cop in the nation, with not one, but multiple charges. This is a huge moment in history. Mm-hmm. They charged him with perjury. That's lying to Congress. It is a felony. Covers up that, you know, carries up to 5 years in prison. But they charge him with something else. For some reason, everybody's focusing on the perjury. We'll get into all that. I'm more interested in the obstruction of justice charge. Why? Because that one can go back 10 years. That one goes back to 2016. And the charge is that Comey allegedly obstructed Congress over a referral the CIA sent him in 2016 about the Clinton plan to frame Trump as a Russian agent. That one, right? And there's a reason, if you watch the mainstream media right now, as they call themselves, all of the lying media, the liberal media, you would have no idea about the obstruction charge. They mention it, but they don't go into, in passing, but they don't go into details on it. They have to hide this part from their sheeple, the same people ODing on Tylenol. By the way, do you realize right now, Lee, there are women in hospitals across this country dying from Tylenol overdoses? Pregnant women. Yeah. One of them, I'm going to play it coming up, 23 weeks pregnant. Her husband is frantic. Once you do this and you don't get your stomach pumped right away, you die in 6 to 12 hours. So she's in the ICU and all they can do is manage her pain, her and the baby. She's dying. There's no way to take that back. It's too late. It's an incredibly painful process. Trump said not to take Tylenol. So she did. Now, people who were that sheeple, that sheepy, if you say Gestapo, Gestapo, Gestapo to them, what will they do?
They'll go up on a roof and try and shoot ICE officers.
Yes, they will. Because they saw somebody else do it. By the way, she's not the only one. If you take too much Tylenol, you will die. It will be poor. It will be painful. And once the process stops, once you miss the short window to pump your stomach, you got 6 to 12 hours. There's nothing anybody can do. You should see this ICU nurse has to watch this pregnant woman die. And she recorded a video about it. This is truly, I mean, we joke about Trump derangement syndrome, Lee, but this is...
Oh, this is it. This is a manifestation
crazy.
Of it, yeah.
This is crazy to do that to your child when Tylenol has said, for 40 years. It's on the bottle. If you're pregnant, don't take this. Don't take it. They don't say it causes autism, but they know it causes damage. That's why it's been on the bottle. That's why your doctor says to you, when you are pregnant, do not take anything. Don't take cold medicine. Don't take anything. If you have a very high fever, call us. We'll tell you what to do next.
Well, almost any medication, if you overdose on it, can cause physical harm, if not death.
And look, even low-dose Tylenol is obviously a danger to the child. That's not my opinion or Trump's opinion. That's from Tylenol.
The manufacturer.
The
yes.
manufacturer. For 40 years. These things are easy to look up. But I want to get back to Comey, okay? Because there's a reason the mainstream media is focusing on the perjury charge, which we're going to get into. He lied to Congress. Said, no, I didn't leak anything. I didn't tell anybody to leak anything. That didn't happen. We'll get into that in a minute. I'm more interested in this part, the obstruction charges. Because, Lee, this is the part they have to keep the sheeple, the Tylenol-taking sheeple, from finding out about it. And what it says in the indictment is Comey obstructed Congress over a referral the CIA, I've been talking about this for years, the CIA sent to him in 2016 about the Clinton plan to frame Trump as a Russian agent. Why? Because in August and September of 2016, so that's before the election, right? The CIA sent Comey and the FBI the internal information telling them three things. Hillary Clinton had created the Russia collusion hoax. Russia knew about it, knew it was fake, and was angry. The Kremlin was very upset. Why was that a big deal? Because that can get you into war, as Trump said yesterday. The Kremlin knows that this is from Hillary, and the Kremlin knows it's fake. He also told them he had briefed Joe Biden, this is John Brennan, head of the CIA, and Barack Obama personally, that this was from Hillary, her campaign made it up, and it was fake. James Comey, for more than 2 years after that, went under oath again and again and again and again before Congress and treated the Russia collusion hoax as if it were real and obstructed Congress, which had demanded the foundational documents, from getting their hands on the Clinton plan. That's incredible. He had to do that to keep the Russia hoax going. So to me, the best shot they've really got are these obstruction charges. The fact that this man who went before Congress and testified over and over and over again about every aspect of the Russia collusion we now know is a hoax, Lee, knew the whole time Hillary had made it up and it wasn't real. That means when he was signing those four FISA reauthorizations, that line with his signature on it, underneath it, it says under penalty of perjury. He lied to the FISA court. Told him it was real, had been informed the entire time by the CIA that it was fake, that the Russians knew it was fake, that the CIA knew it was fake, that Barack Obama knew it was fake, that Joe Biden knew it was fake. And yet he put the whole country through this charade of hours and hours and hours and hours of multiple congressional testimonies about the need to get to the bottom of this, about the need to spy on Donald Trump, about the need to investigate Donald Trump, about how we had to stop him. And he knew it was fake the whole time because the CIA told him. That's one thing, Lee. But when you obstruct Congress from getting those documents, that's another entirely. So the mainstream media is screaming about this morning. They're trying to fake their way out of this one. They no longer have the equipment to do it. That's their censorship apparatus and their absolute death grip on what the American people believe. We have X now. We're going to fight this out. And I would say this one thing. The Russia collusion hoax wouldn't have lasted 2 months if Elon Musk had owned X at the time. And now we'll go back through all of it, but with truth in a fair reporting environment. And I can't wait. What'd you think watching this yesterday?
It is just unprecedented. in this country's history that we have this situation where the former head of the FBI indicted over this, over a completely, you know, false narrative that he was trying to pass along. I mean, this is, you know, it's just, I'm still not convinced that there's going to be a conviction.
Me either.
And I believe me, this needed to happen because there's no question that the nation, the world needs to be told, okay, there's enough evidence here to at least indict this guy. Whether or not we can convict him or not, I don't know. I think that there's so many other mitigating factors, not his innocence, but the political will, the jury, the, you know, judge, all the other things that go into it.
Absolutely. I think it's going to be very difficult to convict him because of where it is.
But this aspect of it is a battle victory. It's not winning the war, but it's a battle victory for sure.
Look, at a minimum, future coups by the FBI. By the way, another one blew up in their face this morning. We're only on coup number one. I'm sorry, I got to get another segment to get coup number two about January 6th. By the way, there need to be indictments to Christopher Wray and FBI officials for their lying testimony to Congress about how many FBI agents were on the ground. A shocking number. I'll explain that one coming up next. But Lee, what this shows, future deep state actors for the first time, even if we don't get a conviction, you're going to be dragged through federal court and you're going to be broke at the end of it. We're going to break you financially. And I don't want to do that. I don't want to be who does that. But there's no other way forward.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking. Yeah. This is the action that had to happen.
Yes.
Because for this to go forward with there being no legal, you know, pushback would just simply allow the destruction of, well, if you believe this is a democracy, it'd be the end of democracy. And those of us who realize that this is a representative republic know that it would be the end of the republic. Because then you would have a legal federal, a federal bureaucracy that was completely devoid of any legal responsibility of any wrongdoing.
You would. And here's the stakes. Okay. Because Trump was only the first. Again, let's remember what we learned this week. The FBI had such success demonizing Trump through lies for the Republicans. They were getting ready to put the leaders of the entire Republican apparatus in prison on fake charges. We found out 92 of these, you know, institutions, including the RNC, were under investigation, including Charlie Kirk's organization were under investigation. They were spying on 30 people's devices. So they were going to extend this coup. If there'd been another Democrat term here, you would have seen, I think, Charlie Kirk go to prison, but you would have also seen heads of RNC go to prison. And they were even spying on the Republican Attorneys General Association. They were going to imprison and take down the entire Republican ecosystem the way they did Trump. This is why this has to happen. So next time they get power, all of us won't go to prison, not just the president. I mean, this is what I've been saying, Lee. The second that Trump gets in that helicopter and flies off for the final time at the end of his term, it's on. Mm-hmm. He's no longer protected by immunity. And let me tell you what's going to happen. If J.D. Vance is popular, there's going to be an investigation against him.
Oh, yeah.
There's going to be an investigation against Trump. And they will not rest until they put them in prison on fake charges. We're only at a pause right now. This ain't over. This is a pause. So they've got to see pain. There has to be a dragging through court so they understand there are consequences. So this is a good day. We're making
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Progress this morning, folks. On the second FB lie coup, there's a reason we call them the FB lie, because of the massive extent of the lying. Lies so big, they're not just to frame a president, Donald Trump, get him out of the way so they can do what they want, which is act as an enforcement arm of the Democrat Party politically. The FBI was in the business of creating entire false realities. Realities that literally drove some on the left insane. Believing they were living through a coup by Vladimir Putin. When the whole time, James Comey knew. The whole time before the 2016 election was even held, that the CIA had come and told him Hillary Clinton made up this whole Russia collusion thing. It's a hoax. Russia knows. They're mad. That has national security implications. We could end up in a war, basically. And it's all fake. And Hillary's campaign made it up. Before there was ever a hearing, he knew all that. He knew everything he ever said was fake. The entire premise for the hearing was fake. And yet this man, James Comey, hijacked Congress. Hijacked the America mind for 2 years. There were points, Newsbusters documented this. There were points at which the average newscast, liberal media, not ours, was consumed 60% of each newscast with the Russia collusion hoax. Comey knew it was fake the whole time. He didn't just go before Congress and lie his butt off. He was on the TV again and 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 again. Driving it, driving it, driving it, driving it. Talking about ways we could put Trump in prison. Exploring, making the argument about how we could do it. He knew there was nothing there. In fact, he knew Hillary Clinton's campaign had committed a felony and a misdemeanor to create the Russia collusion hoax. But he never did anything about that.
So a lot of people have suggested that there are a range of factors that would make it difficult to put the system has not been tested in this way. Do you agree with that, that it would be difficult or nearly impossible for the law enforcement institutions to put him in actual jail?
No, they would just put him in a double wide somewhere out near the fence, out in the grass. And he would eat there, he'd shower there, he'd exercise there, he'd be away, as Danya Perry said, from general population. But it's obviously doable.
Wow. That's coup number one. Coup number two is January 6th. Let me tell you where we are on that timeline. First, the FBI lie, and there need to be perjury charges here, too, for lying to Congress. Christopher Wray needs perjury charges. Christopher Wray first said, as did other representatives of the lie, of the FBI lie, there were no agents on January 6th. That was under oath. Then we move to, well, maybe. maybe a few FBI agents were out there on January 6th. Then we move to, okay, 25. Now we're on this morning. This is a bombshell. Well, actually, it was 275 agents dressed in plainclothes to hide who they were. Four entered the Capitol. Okay. You want to know what's next? Can tell you how the story ends? Because I know. We know. You know. The FBI agents, some of them, maybe not all of them, are going to end up being the most violent people in those videos, dressed as protesters. Take my 401k, take it to the bank. I'd bet the whole thing, double or nothing. They're going to end up being among, when we find out the identities of those FBI agents and assets that were on the ground, a staggering 275. They were going to be among the most violent in the crowd. They were play actors. They led the crowd. I guarantee you something else. We're going to find out, because I've wanted to know for years, who held the doors open to the Capitol? Who did that? Because you can only access it from the inside and you have to have a key. Had to be somebody official. Who did it? Because the attorneys for the January 6th protesters who peacefully filed in, and there's video that was shown in their trials, folks, of lines of flag-bearing, very peaceful protesters slowly and peacefully filing into the Capitol as agents held the doors open for them. Somebody opened those doors. Somebody took down those barriers. Somebody drove the crowd. I'm not saying that people in the crowd weren't wrong, violent, weren't us. That's not what I'm saying. I'm sure there are people who were us who were mad who did bad things in the crowd. Not that bad. I mean, no different than a typical, say, night in Portland around a federal building for Antifa with the Democrats refusing to send the police when the agents are afraid they'll be killed by Antifa. I mean, nothing like that. But I mean, some pushing, some shoving, Nancy Pelosi's laptop got damaged, stuff like that. We're going to find out that a number, if not a significant number, of the most violent people in those videos were FBI agents. Mark my words. In the meantime, this morning, you know what we just found out? Oh, this is nuts. The Inspector General's report, there's Inspector Generals in each of our agencies, and they dig deep to find out what's going on, right? You can't lie to an Inspector General by law, and you cannot withhold information. The FBI lied to the Inspector General. Inspector General did an investigation. Among the things investigated, hey, were there any FBI, you know, agents on the ground there? Did you dispatch any in plain clothes or otherwise? The FBI said no. Withheld the information. Somebody needs to go to prison for that. And fortunately, by the way, Trump just got permission from the courts to fire all these inspector generals because they may be in on it. A lot of them are liberal, and so they're liars too. They're not interested in justice, blind justice. So, I mean, there's so much FBI lying going on here. My head is swimming this morning. But anyway, that's where it's going to end. So 275 plainclothes agents were on the ground. The clips are out there all over X of Christopher Wray lying, of FBI representatives lying to Congress. Why would you put them in the crowd? Why would you do that? Why would they be in plainclothes? Why would you do that? That makes sense. Unless your goal is to foment the riot. That makes sense. And we're going to find out that's what they did. But this is a very gradual process. And they always tell us what they did because they're very proud of it, okay? But they just do it so many years later that the public, by the time they get the information, is like, meh. But we're going to find out that January 6th was, by and large, a production, not of Donald Trump, but of the FBI.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Lie. Texter writes, what would have happened if the Russians would have acted upon Hillary's lies in a real military way that was serious? Well, not just Hillary's lies, but James Comey's lies. Never forget, in the summer of 2016, CIA Director John Brennan, who also needs to go to prison, went to the White House to tell Barack Obama and Joe Biden that that Hillary had cooked up a Russia collusion hoax. She planned to tie Trump to Russia, to paint Trump as under control of Putin. And it was a hoax. Her campaign had come up with it. Summer of 2016, before the election. By September of 2016, before the election, the CIA also briefed the FBI, including James Comey. He knew it was fake. Now, remember back to what that era was like. Oh, it was hearing after hearing after hearing in which James Comey assured us that it was a serious matter, that there definitely were the connections between Trump and Russia. They had to get to the bottom of it. They would need to go ahead and subpoena him, spy on him, and do all these things to protect us. He knew it was fake the whole time. He knew it was fake. So he's acting as an arm of the Democrat Party. That's one thing. But what Americans are so grotesquely ignorant about, and it puts us in mortal danger of thermonuclear war with Russia, is what we did. We're walking around in the media last week or two, few weeks. Why does Putin keep fighting like he does? Why does he insist on taking a big swath of Ukraine between his border and Europe? Why does he do that? Well, he's mean. He's mean. He won't do what Trump says. No, they're terrified of us because we're crazy. Put yourself in their shoes for a minute. In punishment for the Russia for Russia collusion in our election, which Barack Obama knew was fake, he put tanks and troops on the Russian border. You know that, right? Later, that would expand. They're still there. Later, that would expand to tanks, troops, and six CIA bases on their border. That was part of the retaliatory move by Barack Obama for Russia collusion and interfering in our election, which Obama knew the whole time we didn't do. How would you feel if that was going on in Mexico? Not so good. You'd kind of want a buffer, wouldn't you? Between crazy us, our crazy deep state, and them. But then it got so much worse, y'all. And you can understand the way that Putin fights like it's for his last breath, because it is. We accused them of an attack on our democracy, of a war on our democracy. He knew we were lying. How does it look to Russia? Oh, wow, this is a pretext. This is a pretext for war. Wow, there's tanks on our borders now in retribution. Wait, they're building CIA bases. By the way, that's the New York Times finally reported that a couple years ago, that Obama didn't just put the tanks, they opened CIA bases on the border. In retaliation? But we were just getting started. See, we're not the good guy here. Americans need to understand that. That's the piece that's missing. See, because we destroyed the Russian economy based on this lie. The Senate voted 98-2, and the House voted 419-3 in July of 2017 to sanction Russia, its energy sector, which is its entire economy, is 60% when you put everything together. Its energy sector, because of the influence campaign on our election and the supposed cyber attacks around our election. Those sanctions remain. That's an act of war. By us, not them, us. They couldn't take anymore. All based on Comey's lies, which he knew were lies the whole time. And he went on TV and kept going, kept going, kept going, kept going, kept going. By the way, those cyber attacks, let me tie all this together for you. Those cyber attacks by Russia, remember we told about those? Cyber attacks on boards of elections. You know, we got the documents in the last 3 months, right? You know, those come out. You know who did those? Contractors tied to Hillary's campaign. They weren't Russian. You know, that was part of that massive information dump that came out from Tulsi Gabbard and Kash Patel. What was it? That was a bombshell few months. I did a Battleground America podcast on it. Wait. So the cyber attacks weren't real? No, they were contractors tied to Hillary's campaign and the federal government. Wow. So you're telling me Russia didn't do anything? Nope. We destroyed their economy. Menaced them with tanks on their border and put CIA bases there. If you believe Tulsi Gabbard, those bases in the accompanying bio labs then began to leak biological agents, which Russia, by the way, went to the UN over and demanded an international investigation. We blocked them. Weird. We didn't do it. And if you watch the news right now, we're headed to war. According to Russia, Russia just announced it is officially at war with NATO and Europe and the EU, which is us. We're NATO. We're the ones who've been providing all the hardware, flying into Russia, bombing children's schools, blowing up their gas pipeline with Hungary, doing all of these things to provoke. And Donald Trump then comes out and says, oh, well, you know, they just won't come to the table. They keep bombing Ukraine. Of course they do. Every time we fly in and bomb them, they fly back out and bomb us. Europe, I mean, they don't reach our shores. Push it to war. This was homicidal, what Comey did. When you even just strip the partisanship out of it, it was pure, high-octane homicidal. We owe Russia an apology. We should vote to repeal the sanctions since Hillary did the cyber attacks, her campaign anyway. Hillary did the cyber attacks. Hillary did the influence. Folks, it was so bad. Remember, Russia was accused of managing their asset, Donald Trump, through Alpha Bank. Because remember, we're told that Alpha Bank, which was partly Kremlin-owned, and Trump Tower were communicating. And that's how Trump got the marching orders from Putin. New York Times and Washington Post won a Pulitzer for that story. Totally fake. Totally fake. Put yourself in Russia's shoes. You'd be terrified of us. It doesn't matter if they're good guys or bad guys. It doesn't matter. We poked them. They're a nuclear-armed country. And everyone involved knew it. And look where we are right now. They announced, Lavrov just came out and said, look, we announced for the first time, we are at war with the EU and NATO. And they are. Because of James Comey. He should spend the rest of his life in prison. CNN, man. Insisting there's no proof that the Texas shooter had a left-wing ideology. No, none whatsoever. Just his deleted Facebook profile, where he features himself pictured as a communist with the hammer, the sickle, calls everyone who follows him comrades. Aside from that, there's just no way to know. He's probably MAGA, really, honestly. And then there's the part where his mom says he's a leftist. And she's a leftist. But I mean, other than that, we can't possibly know. It'd be so hard to know these things. Why does anyone listen to those people? I'm just absolutely blasted that people think that that's real news. I mean, can't you tell watching it? It's not real. I don't understand. People can't tell. But here's the problem, folks. That same shooter sure seemed to have been paying attention to CNN when they were promoting the Ice Block app, where you could track and find out where to find these Gestapo agents in your own city. The shooter was big into that in Texas.
The shooter used the ICE tracking apps. Anyone who creates or distributes these apps that is designed to spot, track, and locate ICE officers are well aware of the dangers that they are exposing to law enforcement.
Of course they are.
It's a casting call to invite bad actors to attack law enforcement officers. It's no different than giving a hitman the location of their intended target, and this is exactly what we saw happen in Dallas.
Anyone who, he says, you know, publishes these apps, promotes these apps, knows what they're doing. They're making ICE agents targets, right? Well, who promoted that? CNN. Remember this? Wanted everyone to know where they can find their ICE agents, where they can find ICE agents operating in real time.
I wanted to do something to fight back.
Joshua Aaron developed Ice Block. It's a free, crowdsourced app that alerts users when immigration and customs enforcement agents are spotted within a 5-mile radius of their location. He sees parallels between the Trump administration's immigration crackdown and Nazi Germany.
That's CNN, folks. Come on, can you see the brainwashing? Here's where you can find the ICE agent, Nazi Germany, Nazi Germany, Nazi Germany. Here's where you can find the ICE agent. They know what they're doing. No, they do. They absolutely do. And J.D. Vance nailed what they're doing in an interview with Laura Ingraham.
Look in the mirror and stop this craziness, or you're going to get somebody killed. In fact, I think a lot of them already have gotten somebody killed, namely my friend Charlie Kirk and a number of other folks as well. If you look at, it's not just the Democrats, Laura, the media is participating in this. I saw a story on NBC News just a couple of days ago, right before the ICE shooting in Dallas, and they were effectively accusing ICE of mistreating a 5-year-old child. Now, it turned out that story was completely fake, but if you read that headline and you were a crazy person, I could see how that could incite you to violence. So I think in a lot of ways, the Democrats and the media, because they so hate the idea of a real border, are engaging in a kind of blood libel against ICE agents. They're accusing them of engaging in crimes. They're accusing them of being part of the Gestapo. They're actually inciting violence against our law enforcement. They know exactly what they're doing, and now it's time to stop. Now, the shooting of yesterday, it turns out that the people who were killed were actually detainees, not ICE agents. I'm obviously glad that ICE agents weren't killed in that attack, but saddened that these detainees were killed.
D&D Ford currently has over 300 new and 100 pre-owned vehicles in stock. Right now, you can get a brand new 2025 F-150. And they have some beautiful colors, too. I've seen people driving the new ones around town. With discounts of up to $14,000 and financing rates as low as 0.9%. With over 70 new F-150s in stock and the exclusive 10-year, 200,000-mile true blue warranty, which you won't find anywhere else, now's an excellent time to purchase a new truck at D&D Ford. And they guarantee to beat any lower price you find, and you get the true blue warranty. I mean, that's not just a warranty. That is a long-term relationship, really. I mean, 10 years, 200,000 miles. That's how you know they're going to sell you a good car and they're going to be there for you. They want to have that relationship. If you're looking for a new SUV, D&D Ford also offers new Bronco Sports and Escapes for as low as $399 a month and Explorers starting at $499 a month. And the beauty of it is, you know, it's rainy tomorrow. You don't want to leave your house on a Saturday, but you really want one of those Ford F-150s. Buy it entirely online in your pajamas. Enjoy the rain. Sit by the fireplace. DDMotors.com. They've got an assistant right there to help you with your purchase. You can even schedule your test drive online. People do it. Better yet, stop by their showroom, 13655 East Wade Hampton Boulevard, so you can see the vehicles in person. That's in Greer. D&D Ford, by the way, is also the home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile True Blue powertrain coverage on most pre-owned Fords. Again, a deal you won't find anywhere else. Find them online, ddmotors.com. Find them on Wade Hampton, D&D Ford.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.